Waking up, make me doggies. 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 Waking up, make me doggies.
Wake up late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. From Danger Studios in Carl Springs, Florida. Now, here's Dougie Almeida.
All right. What up, everybody? Good morning and welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
How's everyone today? Wake up.
And back for his encore performance, Mike Cintron is with us.
Hello, everybody. I'm pulling in a double shift this week because I missed last freaking week, and I missed Dougie so much.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. That's so gay.
I'm homosexual for Dougie right now.
Yeah, I got to leave, man. Well, I'll leave you guys alone.
Don't leave, Peter. You can put the oil on my back.
I can hold the camera.
Hold the camera. Cheers on.
I told Dougie last week that I was finally asked at my age at 58 to do some porn. I finally do some
Man,
porn.
Man, you don't look a day past 53.
Thanks. It was soft
you.
Porn.
It's awesome.
It was going to be soft porn. Thanks for stepping on that shitty joke anyway.
No money shot.
Yeah. Soft porn. Get it?
Yeah, soft porn.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, welcome to the show. And this is the WEI Network and, of course, IRN Internet Radio Network.
You bet
where we come to you, by the way. It's great, again, that... Announcement-wise, you know, we've been on WEI Network for almost 4 years. This is our home network. And, you know, we got a lot of listeners that listen to that station. And
First of all, that's probably on this type of show on the internet. And probably a record. You should get, like, a fucking Emmy Award or something. What do they give out in radio? What is it called? A Mikey. Give out a Mikey Award.
Get a Mikey.
Get a Minky. Give out a Mikey Award. Oh, there he is. Yes, he came today. Yeah. He's as tall as a fucking trophy.
I could be the trophy.
You could dip him in fucking... take me home.
Yeah.
Here, stand on this little piece of wood.
I'll stand on some wood.
Yeah, you win the Mikey.
Spray some gold on me.
That'd make him almost as tall.
The only problem
as me.
With winning the Mikey is you got to feed and shelter it.
I shouldn't talk. This is the first guy I've met that I could see the top of his head.
I know.
Who's not blowing me.
Well, we're, we've talked about it here on the show. We're going to have the contest of who could throw it further,
who could
throw it the furthest. And you are actually a running favorite right now.
Yeah. Listen to me.
A lot of people think that Peter Leonard is.
No, I said it. Didn't I say it yesterday?
Dude, I got a fucking gun.
This is what's going to happen. Peter's going to kick all our asses.
Yeah. The contest is who could throw it further. All the everybody involved in the show. Which is Peter Leonard, myself, Mike Cintron, Minda Moe, who you better beat, dude. You got to beat Minda.
I'll definitely take her.
The only Tim Hanlon.
Yeah.
And Lenny Travis.
See, here's the thing.
Elgin David. Did I leave
anybody
out?
All I want to do is put Minda in a halter top when she's throwing it, so at least one of her tits falls out.
Yeah.
I don't care how far she can throw the ball. I just want to see a boob come flying out. Yeah. With that out of that bra, man.
So what you're saying is perhaps we should suggest like a dress attire.
Sure, of course.
Right?
Yeah.
Just
absolutely.
Big pontoons just flopping around.
Gosh, maybe every...
I know what you mean.
I like her. She's a nice girl, though. She's sharp. She's sharp. She's very funny, too.
Yeah.
She's very funny.
And she misses you.
Does she?
No.
I don't think so. I just thought, you know what? I didn't know she had that eye condition.
Did you see his face?
I didn't know she had that eye condition. Yeah. I thought she was just staring at my bulge in my pants.
Yeah, like she was.
Her eyes are bopping
like
out of her
fucking ass.
Right. I said, what are you, cockeyed? She said, no, it's this condition.
Hey, cockeyed.
Hey, you cockeyed.
I like it.
Yeah, he cockeyed.
Remember somebody says to me, you fly, so what are you, cockeyed? Motherfucker.
Yeah. That's a good one, buddy.
Thank you.
Anyway, she'll be back, I think, next week. We'll see. And, of course, we'll see what Tim Hanlon's going to be back. But he ended up going to Atlanta to shoot the Laughs TV show.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Congrats to Tim Hanlon.
Yeah.
And also, I wanted to put out a big, I've been meaning to say this, Hiram Rios, he makes awesome... intro songs for your radio station.
Yeah,
I've seen him twice recently. He's done great on. He's one funny dude, man. He
came to Tavolino's and did a great job. And he's going to be at Broadway Comedy Club on November 10th in New York.
That is awesome.
Doing that show.
Maybe I can go see. I'm going to be in New York next weekend. By the way, I can't do the show next Tuesday.
Really?
My mother's checking out.
So when she comes back, then you're
checking
be on?
Tuesday. Yeah, I'm going to be switching around Wednesday. Maybe we'll talk about it after the show.
Yeah.
I got to make a schedule change. We're going to New York. Saturday yeah. till Tuesday because my 91-year-old mother.
God bless her.
Not really, man. I can't stand her. God bless her.
She's
got to croak before.
She's still going around 91. I hope
yeah, before
I'm
the fucking
91.
Money runs out, she's got to drop dead, man. Are you fucking kidding me?
Every day that goes by is like one less dollar in his inheritance.
No, she's in a. Listen, she has no money. It's all. All right. It's all, you know, it's the insurance. She's in a fucking place that costs $6,000 a month to keep her alive.
Yeah.
And that's $4,000 that is diapers. I can't believe how much these
stop
people
feeding her the brand.
Yeah, they shit and they piss. It's like I said, have to change
now,
her.
I don't know. I've talked about this. My mother was in a nursing home. I don't know if you ever been in a nursing home.
Yeah, once.
Okay, well, you know, obviously you're overwhelmed with the smell of piss.
It's depressing.
And age and death.
Yeah,
you know, the minute you hit the place, and it's always interesting when you go into one because you think
that's just in the parking lot.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not even through the door yet.
Exactly.
Yeah. I used to always go see my mom. Some guy'd go, "Hey man, did you bring me cigarettes?" I'm like, yeah, I'll be right insane? Back. I'll get him in 10 minutes.
Can you believe that? I had cancer 8 years ago. I was sitting in the hospital right after surgery, man. I'm fucking, I had prostate, I'm banged up. And here's a guy who looked like a 90-year-old Jimi Hendrix on crack. Okay, he must have weighed, he actually looked like this microphone stand.
Right.
I wish the audience could see it. Wow. He weighed less than a microphone stand. And the guy like walked into my room and said, "Hey, buddy. Do you have a cigarette?" And I'm like, he's holding his lung in his hand.
Oh, my God.
You know, that type of thing. And I go, you're checking out, man. And he's, I couldn't believe it. So, really horrible. But they ask you for a cigarette in the cancer ward at the fucking hospital.
You know? Yeah, you know, they're YOLOing. They're like, hey, man, you're only living once.
Right in front of my oxygen machine. Yeah, I'll light up right now.
Yeah.
Now, my friend Susie and Todd. Susie is a friend I've known for years. She was a media buyer, and I'm in the radio business advertising and stuff for years. And we became good friends, and the girl finally got married at like 51 years old. So check this out. She marries this guy who nobody could stand. Two years after I got married, the guy has a stroke, okay, at 53 years old. So here's Todd. With a how are you? I'm good, Todd. How are you? I'm fine.
Yeah.
I go, but you're in a wheelchair. One arm doesn't move at all. The other one's going to crook like this, and they've got to put, he looks like, who's that guy, Bob Dole, right? With the pen, with the hand.
Yeah.
They got to stick a spoon that's bent like this. And it's horrible. Cause,
so what does a guy do? Does a guy just, if you're like that, you're saying he should die already, you know?
He and his wife, we've discussed it. Yeah. You know, I could use the cash. I'll just put a pillow over his
face. They had a big story last week was the girl who was, she suffered from the cancer. And she killed herself last
29
week.
29 years old.
Right?
She went to the Grand Canyon. She should have done a commercial for like tampons or something.
Really?
Well, you could go skiing, hiking, swimming, all that shit and just.
Hmm.
Before you die, and you have to. Listen, she took it upon.
Hold on a second.
Listen, I don't know.
Like a fucking. All right, just.
There's a state. There's a state in this country, and she moved to that state. The girl was married.
The Kevorkian state?
No, there's a fucking. Where you can decide
self termination.
Yes, to end your own fucking life with a mixture of pills and cocktails. And that's where this girl. I wish I didn't have my laptop with me today.
Now, let me ask you a question.
She was in People Magazine.
In most religions, they say that's a sin. Like, if you kill yourself, you won't you know move on to the
you won't get to heaven.
You'll end up firing in hell.
They say that suicide is a sin. I don't know that that's true. I think God would forgive if I believed in God and I was very sick, and you'd say, listen, would God want me
would
to
really,
suffer
after all these years that I've done good? I work for the Peace Corps.
Right.
I've helped many people in my life. I've added value to thousands. And you're going to send me down to fucking hell because
Hades.
I didn't want to, you know.
Mm-hmm. I did say Hades, not Haiti, which is close.
There's a couple of states: Oregon, Montana, Washington, and Vermont allow you to kill yourself.
Well, and unfortunately, a lot of people that live in those fucking places want to kill themselves.
Right. Exactly.
It's terrible here.
But Vermont.
No, Vermont's beautiful,
Yeah, listen, but you run into, you ski into a fucking tree like Sonny Bono or one of the Kennedy kids. And
that's one way. Listen, you can either die by way of a death cocktail or we'll do the Sonny Bono treatment.
Right.
Just strap you down on a bad pair of skis.
Yeah, and no pole, a bent pole.
Hey, by the way, two things I got to show you. Well, you just reminded me, one of the first times I ever went skiing, I was in Vail and Breckenridge.
Why are you wearing a veil?
And I went to go, and you know, you get, whenever you, if you've never skied before, what you got to do is you got to take a day or half a day of lessons. Mm. If you're an athlete and you're in good shape, a half day of lessons should probably do it. But if you're completely not in shape or older or too young, then a day of lessons is good. Mm-hmm. So the first day, a half a day.
Hold on 1 second. If you're not an athlete or out of shape and all that shit, a half day of lessons, and you're going to be in too much pain after lunch to go to this the other half of the day for the lesson. Go ahead.
Well,
the first half the fucking
day. That's why. Right? Then you judge yourself, okay?
Exactly.
Don't be like
the rest
other
of the day, you're drinking booze and sitting by the fireplace going, God, my fucking legs are
If I went to a ski, I went skiing.
This is killing me.
I've been skiing several times, and the way my knees are and shit at this point, I probably couldn't.
I've never been skiing, so I cannot weigh in this topic.
Yeah, well, so you got to take the lessons and shit. So the first day, I'm doing pretty good. I'm skiing some greens and some blues, intermediate green
those
is beginning.
Pills? Right.
And I was like reliving the fucking Matrix. but then all of a sudden, sometimes you get a little confused. You know, there are hot chicks skiing by, and then all of a sudden you go down the wrong mountain. You go down a black diamond, which is basically when if you've never skied. On a green slope, you kind of like looking ahead. You know there's
things there.
There's, you know, you can see where you're going.
Right.
On a black diamond slope, you're basically looking straight down the fucking mountain.
It's like the ABC Wild World of Sports intro.
Oh, the agony of the feet.
Yeah. You see some schmink fucking
die.
Fly.
80
yeah, and all I could
die.
Do was basically ski. Because when you're on a black diamond, you go from 0 to 100. Right? If you don't know how to fucking carve
faster
well strong.
Faster than a pinto.
Yeah, you got like all of a sudden you go, here we go, whoop! And then next thing you know, all you could do is fall.
And scream.
All you could fucking scream.
And like break things.
Yeah. And then, you know, so I was zigzag falling the whole fucking way down this black diamond trail.
Wow.
Yeah. I would love to see you skiing. Yeah, that looks so.
And I've never, like, I got to the point where I would ski. Like, you know, really good blues, you know, maybe a black, not a diamond, but a black, you know, whatever, the first black one, you know.
Like I just picture you tumbling and then like a giant snowball comes out of nowhere.
It's Doug with his big head sticking out.
He was the giant snowball coming out of nowhere. Are you fucking kidding me? Somebody in front of him said, look, there's a fucking giant. Oh, no, it's just
that
Doug.
That snowball wouldn't be big enough
it's
to hold
just
my
Dougie.
Head.
Speaking of black.
Demolishes a whole village.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Crashes into a fucking town. There's Doug.
Speaking of black diamond, you ever see a black skier up there?
No, I guess.
Have you ever seen a black guy skiing?
No.
I don't think I ever have either.
Once in 1989.
Was there one guy?
They banned him.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
I saw a black guy skiing, but he was in a crack house trying to get some rocks.
Hey-o.
No, hey-o. Really. I don't think, not like, trying to be racist, but it's like hockey. I can only name like two black
hockey
players.
There's a lot more black hockey players now than there were. I mean, it was, you know.
Yeah. Black Russian. You've had a black Russian, haven't you?
Okay.
It's like a white Russian.
You
can
slow
cream.
Down there a little bit. There you go.
It's like the white.
He's getting all riled up. See what I'm saying?
No, because it's, you know.
Hey, by the way, this is a good time to remind our listeners. We're going to have Straight from the Headlines this week. We've got some stories we're going to talk about, of course. Don't forget. And we're also going to catch up a little bit from yesterday's Honest Tuesday episode because there was a Facebook war. You know, it's here's the thing.
You starting some shit, Dougie? Now,
yeah, I mean, listen, I don't. Here's at first it was like, you know what, I avoided, we talked about it before, I was avoiding it after some stuff, and I'm like, you know what, fuck it, you know what I mean? I'm just, if I'm going to say something and it's really the way it was, sometimes you have to take the sheet away, you have to sometimes you want things to be uncovered so the reality hits. Mm-hmm. Like you and I are talking about it, like there's a lot of shit going on, there's drama, there's clicks, there's all kinds of shit happening in the South Florida comedy scene,
right,
our world. And you know what? It gets to the point where you can just go there and go, you know, well, okay, we know what's going on, but it's bullshit and it's all this nonsense going on. But at the same time, or you could say, look, this is the way it is. This is the nonsense. And you know what? Nothing makes people more evident than kind of like they're who they are and where they are in life when they start posting on a fucking thread on Facebook.
Right. Well, I just know when I started, I definitely gravitated to a group of people who got who I was, and that's
right.
And I think that's what happens when you're first starting out. You need to gravitate to your peers. And
you're talking about people that you hang with,
right? Like it's me, Sean, Joe, and Steve. I felt like that was like our little clique, and that's, you know, that's kind of going on now. There's a lot of little cliques out there,
right?
So.
Oh, but it's such inside horse shit that, you know, no one cares.
Even knows.
No one knows
what I'm talking about.
By the way, no one cares, but you guys.
I could be saying, you know,
but
aliens.
Listen, there's I think it's going to be true of anything. It's going to be if you're in a racquetball club or something, you know, mm-hmm. eventually there's going to be people that are going to, you know, it's like anything. There's people
if
you get along with,
doctor,
you don't get along
lawyer,
with, right? It's just the way it is.
Look at the guys in your office, man. Do you get along with all those other morons? Just because this guy's not on your level. And it's all about level and your perception of what level you're on besides but everybody else's perception of where they are or where you are. And when egos are involved with you asshole comedians, musicians do the same thing.
Exactly.
A fucking surgeon, these brain surgeons probably do the same
right.
thing. A heart surgeon, oh, there's that. Yeah, he lost a guy last week.
No, you're totally right, man.
You know, but exactly. And that's what it is.
They talk shit. And here's the thing. Right. I've always been on the philosophy that I like to, if I'm going to talk shit, if something's going to happen where I feel the need to talk shit, and I don't talk shit to talk shit, I talk shit because shit's going on.
Right.
If shit is happening,
you're a passionate dude. You're going to let people know how you feel.
Listen, this way it is. I don't. Yeah, and I'm not saying I make the best.
Just spick, dude. Forget about passionate. He's because he's fucking doggy from fucking.
He's got the fire.
From suffering. He's fucking doggy.
And here's the thing.
I said I'm meta. You know what I'm meta is? Hey, it means go fuck yourself.
Stop fucking spitting all over the mic, dude. We got a new mic.
Oh, made in Spanish means I'm going to kick your fucking ass.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It means in Spanish? You're dead.
Dead Muerte.
Yeah.
Middle name is Muerte.
Yeah, my name is Douglas.
Peter, you are funny. Holy shit.
You see? Yeah. He's a radio guy, too. I'm telling you, put him behind the radio mic. You know what I'm saying? I'm screaming into it. Anyway, listen. But I've grown up that way. If I had an issue with somebody... hey, man, what the fuck, dude? You know, we talked about it. Sometimes you fought.
Dude, see you at three.
Whatever, exactly. And that was it. We knew where everybody came from. Right. And then there was those people in life that smile at your face and hug you and shit, but then they talk shit about you behind your back.
Hold on, wait. Oh, that'd make a great fucking song. I just had a really good idea.
Yeah.
Song. I think I got it. Wait, the smile in your face all the time. They want to take you. The backstabbers. Backstabbers.
Is that the name
smiling in your face all the time. They want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Fucking Motown here on the Wake Up with a
Shit, I am tripping today.
You are, dude. Calm the fuck down.
So fucking good, man.
Jeez. Shot out of a cannon.
That was good shit, bro.
Exactly.
Where'd you get that?
Yeah, we're celebrating.
Man, what? 59? You're acting like a 23-year-old over here, man.
58. Welcome to the 58. Wednesday Hump Day show. Yeah. Hey, so we put that out. So we get to see, you know, you get to see all this nonsense going on. And listen, for those as a recap, we have Tavolino's on a Wednesday night in Coral Springs, Florida. We've been doing it for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great venue. We do. You know, I try again. It's a professional venue. The owner is very particular. He doesn't want anybody up there.
Let me interrupt you. Aside from the fact that you're not at some restaurant where they put an empty milk carton up there, you stand on it. And the microphone is a fucking megaphone. This is a stage. They've got lights. They have sound. It's like it's a club. It's for real.
Other
it's
people
not
that
some ta- fucking
other,
room.
Other people that take
restaurant.
That stage are bands that are well known. Great musicians. You know that come to that place on the weekend.
Peter Lemongello. Yeah.
Right. There's all kinds of stuff. Yeah. And again, not to mention the staff, the food, everything is state of the art. Everything is just
classy.
Right. So. You know, this isn't like it's an open mic, so it's just open door policy. You know, I've been given a sense that, like, you know, you want the show to be a certain way. Against all odds, anybody who's ever run a room or tried to keep anything going for a period of time, to run a room for a year is an achievement. Even my wife says, oh, my God, this is like the longest you've ever done this. I'm like, yeah, that's right.
And that was sex she was talking about. What about the room?
Yeah, exactly. It's like 5 minutes later. Right. It's like, holy shit, you last 5 minutes. You know, I actually came. You're right. So, but it's an achievement. You've been doing a business. It keeps going.
We said about this show, you know, too. 3 years on a fucking internet radio show.
Exactly.
You should get a silver microphone.
Yeah, but it's not like anybody's going to say, hey, get off.
A silver mic. The silver microphone.
Listen, I appreciate that.
The silver mic award goes to...
So
Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
So you've done it for 3 years, everyone.
So you would think that, you know, there's a certain thing, you know. As long as you've been doing radio, and tell me if I've ever been that way. But haven't I always been gracious in a sense and thankful everything you've ever taught me in radio? Don't fuck around.
No, of course.
No, I'm not like a dickhead to go, Peter, let me tell you. Have I ever told you, Peter, let me tell you how this is fucking going to work, okay, Peter? Have I ever been like that fucking idiot?
No,
okay.
No,
totally. No,
so that's the thing. That's the thing that Listen, I don't expect anything of anybody else that I don't expect of myself.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Right?
That's what, well, you've set up a high... It's all about setting standards and...
And for, all
set
you,
the bar.
And for anybody else that's out there that's saying, well, what the fuck? Why you got to be that way? Well, fuck you. You do it, then you do it your way.
Right.
I don't fucking care what you have to do it. I've had people come into this radio show that we didn't get along because what they do, they were trying to be the host. They were trying to say, you can't do that. Look, then get your own fucking show.
Right.
And he did, and it's no longer a show, that guy, by the way. He had his own show, and it didn't last.
Right.
So why? Why is that? Because there's a lot more to it than you fucking think you know.
Right.
I love this quote, you don't know what you don't know. I'm just going to keep posting it on Facebook for the rest of the week. You don't know what you don't fucking know. Right? If you don't know what you don't know, then how could you be sitting there? You know, our friend, one of the fans of our show that comes around, Jennifer, very nice lady. She brings her family, all the kids, even the fucking 12-year-olds come to the R-rated shows.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And she's commenting on this Facebook post. Well, you just ought to let everybody get along and shut the fuck up.
Oh, wait a second. I met somebody I'm supposed to say hello to you from yesterday at lunch. I swear to God. I'm in some restaurant. She's, and somebody said, oh, who was it? Oh, my God. That was a meatball room last night with my friend Linda Brown. I'm walking through this. She's sitting there. She's having dinner with this chick who said, oh, you do the show? Oh, my God. He's a friend of mine, and please tell him I say hi.
Right.
I said, okay.
Who?
I don't know. She gave me 20 bucks, and I forgot.
That's awesome. Thanks for fucking stopping the show. That's
well,
no, all right.
She'll probably listen and call in.
Well, yeah.
888-888-8-8-more.
Yeah.
88 and 8 more.
That'd be cool if we can get that.
All right.
Go ahead.
So the point is...
Yeah.
I don't expect anything. And then you know what? That's if I'm picking acts for the room, you know, because again, we've had that. People say, how come you don't pick me? You know, how come you haven't booked me?
You suck.
Well, some cases that may be the case, not often. But in other cases, it's like, you know what? There's not a good fit. There's other people that I have felt have shown the worthiness. Well, these people that have come there more than once. Yes. Because if you're a regular at a club,
right.
Or if you're somebody who's in the club, you know, you get a regular spot. That doesn't mean you get once a year guest spot. Guest spots in any venue I do, guest spots are people I want to see working more so that they can get better because I know they'll be funny. That's what guest spots are. To me, guest spots, it's like a waitress in a strip club.
So when's my...
Eventually, she's going to be on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Eventually, he's going to, you know, so guest spots are basically going to be people that we can feature and work and,
super.
And keep going, right?
Okay, November what for me?
I'm full, man. We're booked. We're actually booked.
I'll be booked Tuesday.
So, any rate. So we put this thing out, and the thing was, I put it to Facebook that I said, and I had talked to a few people, and they said, fuck that. Like I said it on the show yesterday. If you're going to work Jay Risk's room, have fun.
Have you talked to Tim Hanlon?
No.
See, I think if Tim was here, he would have calmed you down.
See, Tim would have been the guy.
Let
look,
it go.
Look,
you're giving it energy.
Yeah.
Blah,
see,
blah,
it's
blah.
All Tim's fault.
I really think it is Tim's
fucking
fault.
Fucking Tim's fault. He's not here.
He's not here. He's being irresponsible, getting all these gigs and shit.
Getting on fucking TV.
Now you started a whole conundrum.
Yeah.
Where is he, Tim Hanlon? What's
he was in Atlanta last night. We did the show. Anyway, so, all right. So here's the deal. All right. I feel what the guy did was kind of fucked up. He may have his own reasons to do it, but he did it. I can't tell somebody what to do, but I can do this. If you're going to work that venue, then pretty much you're going to work that venue.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Work that venue. I am going to have to work with other people because I want to differentiate the room.
Mm.
It's a simple cause. If it's going to be right next to each other the same day, same night, everything, I have to differentiate the room. Right.
Totally, Kim.
That's it. I mean, you book who you're going to book. I'm going to book who I'm going to book.
Right.
This is not me saying I'm going to diss the fucking comics because that's not the way it is. Right. If anything, there's comics that should work that room as much as they possibly can, and there's others that will get time in my room. Right? How bad is that?
Yeah.
Not bad at all, man.
Right? I mean, you don't want to go both. I mean, listen, there's going to be people I say, look, it's going to be, hey, here's another thing. If somebody says to me, if you say to me, Mike, you came to me and say, dude, you know, I'm going to go do Jay's room.
Right.
You know, I mean, dude, fucking cool, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not like, because that's the way it is. It's not like saying, nobody shall fucking do this.
Well, yeah.
It's basically me saying, this is the hand I'm dealt, so this is my play. This is the way I'm going to handle it. This is what differentiates the two rooms.
You think like plastic surgeons go through this? Two guys are talking. Like, they they share an office in some
in Beverly
some guy
Hills.
Says, listen, Mrs. Weinstein's coming in next week. You know, you did her tits last month. I really want to get that her ass. I'm going to do her. I'm going to do the lipo on her ass and give her a nice. Maybe I'll do the vaginal rejuvenation on her. But I think this. I know
for a fact heart surgeons
and they work on
have this kind of shit going.
You know, really? They go, you did you watch Grey's Anatomy?
No, my mom works with a heart surgeon, and this one guy, he's been doing it forever, and he basically came up with the whole using an electrical instrument to burn certain heart rhythms out of your heart.
Right,
bunch of metal jumbo jumbo.
Yeah,
he walks around like he is God, because in a way he kind of is. He saves people's lives. Like, you're gonna die from a heart attack. He came up with this whole instrument that will like burn you with a electrical instrument and burn your heart back to normal.
All right. So he's developed something that added value to human.
Right.
The human. Now here's it.
Much like a comedian.
Yeah, this has similarity.
But I'm just saying, like, doctors go around going, oh, he's really arrogant.
But you know what?
Here's
the point. Let's talk about this. This is what you're bringing up.
Yeah.
The interpretation of arrogance, confidence, well-deserved or not well-deserved.
Right.
Right, because that's the difference. Like, nobody likes somebody who's just an arrogant fuck that, you know, has no reason to be that way.
Cocky.
Right. If somebody just shows up right off the cuff and just starts talking like they know everything there is to know, and you're like, well, how long have you been doing that? Like, I'll give you a great example. My sister-in-law, right? Mm. I remember one day I flipped out. We're sitting there. My family's involved, and my sister-in-law is giving advice to my mom and dad, and I'm sitting there going, let me ask you something. Why would anybody want to hear advice from you?
Wow. Good for you.
What have you accomplished
in the
last fucking 10 years,
yeah,
besides having kids with my brother and kids with another husband?
Yeah.
You know, sat home. Yeah, let me start here. What have you done? What tell me what you've done for a living in the last 10 years? No, nothing, right? Okay. All right. So what when did you go to school? When did you learn something when did you learn about?
Oh, never.
You know, by the way, you give my mom financial advice. What's your Beacon score? 400? Okay. Let's start there. Next, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it got to the point where I flipped out. I'm like, this is where the shit started coming out. And where I would be the kind of person I don't want to cause a scene.
Right.
Oh, you know, I don't want to ruffle any feathers.
And then you ripped her clothes off.
But there comes
ass,
a fucking
right?
time.
Just to piss her off.
I could sit there. I could sit there in this family debate. I could sit there.
The whole family.
I could sit there in this family debate, and I can go, well, okay, she means well. No. She's a virus in this whole fucking situation.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, if somebody.
Where was your brother?
Sitting there picking his fucking nose.
Right.
If you, as a radio guy, when we're talking about radio, that's you. That's your shit. I'm a listen.
I don't purport to be an expert, though. There's plenty
I can learn. Listen, but my, yeah, but if then, if then again, if you and I are in a room with Howard Stern, of course, you know what I'm saying? But that's my point.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I've learned everything in my life. I've learned from people that I've after watching them,
yeah,
and noticing the difference between bullshit. Like in college, there's professors that we'd have that some of them are just assholes.
Right.
Like I had a pre-law professor. The guy was an attorney. He's just an asshole. He just basically made us read the fucking book and ask us terminology. What does voir dire? You know, whatever. It's just fucking prick.
Mm.
You know. But then there's other ones that got into the depth of logic and how do you determine blah 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 and this kind of stuff, because they knew they really were great people.
Right.
Right.
You're missing one word in this whole conversation. Which is lacking, which is really how this whole thing starts. It's called respect. How about having respect for the fucking guy who's in that position that you're not in? You run the room. Respect that. Respect the opinion. Respect the choices.
Well, I think
there's
a lot of people that do, and that's what's one of the good things about this fucking stupid Facebook thing. When you see 100 different comments, to me it's entertaining, and I think a lot of people have learned that. Right? Kevin Perry had a post that generated a lot of shit. Right? There's been a lot of this happening lately.
Right.
And you know what? Sometimes it's almost like reality TV.
Yeah.
In that you get, you know, people come out and say shit and, you know, and
Well, it's the new, like, hey, man, you want to take this to the streets? Like, remember back in the day, like, you get in someone's face, like, yo, let's duke this out. Like, instead of doing that now, we go, hey, I'm going to post something on Facebook. And then everyone just jumps
but
in.
But
that's
it's a very unthreatening thing. Somebody can post something and think, okay, it's just my words. Mm-hmm. Exactly. No one's standing in front of me. You know, somebody isn't actually standing in front of me and about to slap me to the fucking ground because I'm being an idiot.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing about it. That's why sometimes that's good, because it exposes things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like if I ask a guy a question while I'm playing poker, I'm asking the question because I'm gauging the reaction mm-hmm. for future bets. And that isn't life. Sometimes it's the same way. You know, for you to put trust into somebody, you have mm-hmm. to see certain characteristics.
Right.
For you to not trust somebody, it's the same thing. You have to see certain characteristics. And then if your daily lives, you start experiencing more of this, whether it's a Facebook post or somebody, the way they react to you mm-hmm. in person, you know, all that stuff comes together, man. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying. I didn't want to make any post on this. I didn't want to fucking call out the thing. But you know what? Mm. It pissed me off to the point where somebody who I fucking like, the kid, you know, I respect the kid, Jay Risk. He's a hardworking guy. Not that, again, he's like a bull in a China house. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Boulder is, there's a lot of mistakes being made, but you got to give the kid A for effort. Okay. Right. With that fucking said, you know, with that fucking said, then the other thing is, when you saw me the week, but here's the one thing. When you saw me the week before at Starlight, when I gave you a spot, why didn't you mention it to me then? He goes, well, I don't have to get your approval for it. That is not what I fucking said.
Right.
Who am I to give anybody fucking approval? And that's why people made this post. Oh, Dougie thinks he's, like Kevin Perry said, don't be bullied. He made a funny comment about, don't be bullied by Dougie. Go work at Jay Risk Room and deal with mediocrity. You know, it was funny. So I was like,
sarcasm.
Yeah, but it was funny. I liked it. Yeah. So I'm just like, you know, but I'm not. And I said, hey, listen, I'm not bullying anybody. Everybody make your own fucking decisions. I'm not telling anybody to do anything anyway. Mm. All I'm telling you is make fucking decisions. And I'm not telling you whether it's me or fucking work at Jay. Listen, it has nothing to do with it. It has to do with decisions. Are you funny? You know, don't ask people why you're being booked. Are you funny?
Yeah.
You know, have you supported the person's room? You know, Jackie B mentioned that. Well, come by my room and I'll consider. You know, like, in other words, come see the show.
Yeah, spend
and hang
some
out
money.
And I might, you know, get, all right, so that's another way, whatever.
Yeah, spend
that's true.
Some
There's some people that sit home all day waiting for people to call them to come do the fucking show.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's not the way it works.
No.
Like, but my point with this whole thing about the confidence, the difference between somebody being peered as arrogant, conceited, or confident, there's a big difference. And usually that, whether if someone, this is something one of my mentors mentioned to me, he goes, if somebody, not a big percentage of the time, if somebody thinks you're conceited, they don't like your attitude, mm-hmm. it's because you're everything they want to be.
Yeah.
You know, they see all these things. They see accomplishment, and it sickens them, right?
Yeah. I said that.
Exactly.
You're that guy that they want to be.
Now, the other ones who do business with you and associate with you and mm-hmm. build your wealth of equity in life, mm-hmm. those are the ones, those are your peers. These are the people that recognize those characteristics
right.
and not judge them and shit. So, like the old saying is, there's only one person, I'm a God-fearing man. I'll be judged by God. Mm-hmm. And if somebody on Facebook doesn't like what I have to say or this and that, mm-hmm. look, that's
it's
the
so
way it
much,
is.
I mean, it just keeps coming in. It's so good.
You know, it's so funny.
What, you have an update?
Well, I'm jumped in because I posted a picture, nothing to do with anything. It's just a guy sitting on stage.
Now, for our listeners, basically, you made a comment on this post on Facebook. Which
is,
by the way, if you want to go to Dougie Almeida on Facebook. And while we're at it, don't forget to join our fan page here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show on Facebook at Wake mm-hmm. Up Late with Dougie Show. And you can follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie also, by the way. And, we're going to take a break here in a couple of minutes. But, you know, the bottom line is, I think if people just spoke out more, mm-hmm. you know, and just, you know,
spoke out intelligently. They are speaking out, but they're speaking out.
No, it doesn't matter. That's my point. I'm not asking people, if you're not intelligent, don't be intelligent, but be heard. Let everybody know how fucking retarded you are.
Oh, you like that?
I do like it.
Okay.
You know, because it levels up the expectations. Like, in other words, if you know somebody's basically not, you know, whatever, they're not there yet. You could tell their common sense is gone. You
know, Alan, you know, Schumann.
Okay.
He's back, by the way.
London Lee.
So when you know it's there, then you don't expect, you know what I mean? You cut, again, when you know, if you expect somebody to come up and kick you in the balls, it's good to know when to expect that.
Right.
Right, you could psych yourself up a little.
Yeah, I mean, if I know someone's going to come up and make, here's another softer version of it. If I know someone's going to come up and just be a smart ass all the time. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know people like that. They never say anything. Hey, what's up, dude?
Oh, Peter Fogle.
Yeah, like Peter Fogle. Like, he's always got a fucking little comment to make.
Right, exactly.
Now that you know it.
I jacked him up against the fucking wall.
There's different ways you can handle something like that.
Well, I like that. Jacking up the shit.
I wish I would have seen that, Peter.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you would have loved it. Because I smelled shit.
By the way, Elgin.
Made a duty.
Talking about that, Elgin put something out there in one of the posts that why didn't Jay come into the studio and talk this over? So maybe we'll offer that next Monday night.
That'd be sensational.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that.
Got to get a gong, though, with sound effects. Dung, 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 dung.
Yeah.
And in this corner, weighing in at 235 pounds,
that show will spike
the
up.
Champion, Dougie Murder. And the challenger.
Can it be Honest Tuesdays? Because it's honest and you guys are going to duke it out on the mics.
Listen, there's nobody.
While we're doing that, can we bring in like Kevin and Fat Chops also at the same day? Just settle.
Yeah, well,
Almerta. We're gonna settle our, and then me, Peter, and Tim business. Will be here. We'll be your gang. They'll bring their people. Yeah.
It's not. It, there's
tonight. We're gonna settle our family business.
There you go.
Yeah,
you're like the end of the Godfather too.
Do it.
We're gonna do the show from a special. We're gonna do this. We're gonna do the show from a special location.
Fredo, I knew it was you.
What?
No. I love the Godfather. So if you could keep doing those impressions, I'll love it.
We'll put everybody into a container ship, lock it up, and send it to fucking Liberia.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's Wednesday morning. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Hi.
And Mike Cintron sitting in here.
Good morning.
And we got straight from the headlines and some more discussions when we come back right after this.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Show. It's Wednesday morning here, WEI Network and IRN, Internet Radio Network, where we come to you Tuesday through Thursday with all new shows on both channels. And of course, on Mondays now, we have the Encore episode on IRN, Internet Radio Network, brings you every Monday morning at 10 a.m. The Encore from the previous week, which was this week's show, was me and Peter Leonard because that was the only live new show we had last week.
It's probably the only good show.
Yeah. And, of course, you guys will get to vote by making your comments on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show fan page on Facebook or on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. Or just go to the Stitcher. Download us on Stitcher. Download a Stitcher app and, of course, go to Dougie Wake Up Late with Dougie Show and subscribe. It's free. Make your comments on that. Actually, Stitcher sent me an email like, we want to send you this talk to this person about getting ads on your, because we like your show. We think you should build it.
Yeah.
So they're going to help me get ads. Isn't that pretty cool?
That's great.
And, so... on Mondays, and of course on Fridays on IRN, Internet Radio Network, we have Best of All Time episodes from the archives at wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com, where we pull up some of the best episodes. This week, I guess we're going to air going back to April of 2014 or 13? I think it was me, Lenny Travis, and Esther Koo.
Wow.
Yep.
Esther Cuckoo.
Yeah, fun show. And of course, next week, I'll give you guys a little... Next week on the Best Of, a week from this Friday, we're going to have, I think it was me, Lenny, perhaps, and Bobby Collins was our guest, Connor Collins. That was a very fun show we did. And again, it's funny, as we gone through, I'm going through some more of these posts from the fucking. It's
pretty funny.
Yeah. You know, actually, one comic said we should ban Dougie. You know, anybody who books a room in South Florida should ban Dougie.
That's fucked up, man.
No, well, here's the thing. Now, let me ask you a question.
What?
You know, I haven't seen this comic in a while, but they've been around a bit, and I think there's a funny dude. You know what I mean? I haven't seen him in a while, so as for any spots in my room, I haven't seen him. But now, that comment's made, so you would say, okay, is that somebody that I should, you know, consider fucking booking if, you know, if they basically came out and said that? Now, or is this just the shit storm that I started? Now, is this just something I should put up with and say, okay, everybody, you know, go ahead and act this way and not have me, you know.
Everyone's gonna, you know, we hang out in a comic community, as Peter has put it. We're all kind of jerks and assholes. Yeah. So
did I say that?
I think you said that earlier the first second. But you know, and so people are gonna be smart asses, man. Like, like that's why I try not to put anything too personal up there, because people will just they'll say the dumbest stuff, trying to be cool, trying to be funny. There was a comic, Dominic Nesky. I think he's new out there. And he, when we first met, he kept like making short jokes and everything. I would put a picture and he would just make a really lame short joke, really hacky. And eventually I was just like, dude, why are you being negative? Like he was like, oh, I thought this is what we do. Like, I'm like, no, like I don't go on your site and make fun of your ugly kids. Like, why are you going on my, I mean, he doesn't have ugly kids, but I was just using that as a
that would be cold.
Yeah. Tell him, do you want ugly kids? I'm going to fuck your wife. Say you want some ugly fucking kids, I'll fuck your wife.
He has a very hot wife, which I was like
how'd that happen?
You know? Yeah. I gotta work better on being Mike. You know? That's just what that tells me.
And you know what that is? You know, like I said, I read this comment, which I'm actually, hear that noise? It's me scratching this comedian's name off my guest list for potential people to offer a guest spot to. You know, it is, but that's what's good about it. You know, people, I'd rather, you know, it's, what's the old expression? It's it's better to know the devil amongst you.
Than
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And we're in a day and age where the more you know about everybody around you, right, the more you know, again, of your peers, of all that stuff, the better it's going to be. And you know what? The big picture is, who's going to be here in 5 years? I can assure you I'm not going to be in South Florida. In 5 years,
right. Where are you going to be?
Yeah, I'm gonna be in New York. I'm gonna be somewhere else. I tell you that right now. There's a progress here.
Can I rent the house from you?
You want to rent my house?
Yeah. Why not?
There you go. Me and Peter will be roommates.
All right, you guys. Nice. Yeah. No, I'll leave Mike with Tavolino's so he can deal with all this shit.
You see what a dog stay? See what a dog stay in the back there with the little thing?
Yeah,
that'll be your room.
Oh,
that's mean. Dude.
No, he can have this one. I don't know.
I'll take the studio. Yeah, I'll sleep in the closet.
Oh, okay.
Fucking guys.
And now, straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Finally, something we could talk about. Anyway, it's time for Straight from the Headlines here. And we actually teased everybody with the story yesterday. But woman hospitalized to remove deer tongue she used to please herself.
Oh, dear.
Gosh. Woman hospitalized to remove deer tongue she used to please herself. A woman from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Nothing else to do there but shove a deer tongue in your pussy.
Recovering after a bizarre chain of events that led to doctors to find the tongue of a deer lodged into her vagina.
Right.
The Arkansas woman, whose name has not been released, went to her gynecologist complaining that her discharge had a very bad odor.
Yeah.
I don't know how much discharge I had ever had a good odor. You know what I mean? Can you imagine? I'm like, hey, that smells great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a fucking discharge.
That's funny because my ex-wife went to the gynecologist and she said, I have a really bad discharge. And he shoved his finger in her pussy and shit. He said, I don't feel a thing. He said, no, it's my ear.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a bad mistake.
Since he wasn't paying attention. Sinchon didn't get it yet. Go ahead. Yeah. Think about it, you motherfucker. Now he gets it.
Okay.
Her doctor performed a typical exam, checking for several different issues that could have been causing this problem. Mm. All tests were negative. The doctor was not at all concerned about her complaints until the results of a pap smear came back. The report indicated that the cells taken from pap smear were not human.
Hey, can I get some of that Pabst Mia on my bagel? Oh!
Is that extra? Sorry. The Pabst Mia?
The smear.
They were not human. It could not determine the origin of the cells. All they knew was that they were not human cells. Could you imagine the fucking gynecologist when she thinks she's having an alien baby?
Hmm.
You know, no wonder you're going to give birth to E.T.
It'd be hot.
She must have thought she was fucking a horse or something.
The doctor requested that the woman come back for a repeat exam and to discuss the findings. During the exam, the doctor inserted his speculum. That's what they call it now?
Yeah. I'm going to insert my speculum.
Next time you're going to be banging a chick, I'm about to insert my speculum.
Yeah, but they know what that means.
And scooped out a large piece of loose, decaying flesh.
Mm.
The doctor was disturbed with what he had found.
Oh, my God.
Quote the doctor, during the exam, I was utterly shocked with what I found. Never in my 33 years of practice, I bet he had people telling him what to do, have I seen anything like this. Dr. Lee told the American Journal of Forensic Medicine and Pathology, what I removed from the woman looked like a long tongue, but certainly not a human tongue.
Oh, my God.
Because that would be odd. Then what she admitted to her husband and after the exam was even more disturbing. The woman finally confessed that the dreaded details to her husband. After her husband's recent hunting trip, he brought home a deer and gutted and dressed it in their garage. She admitted to seeing the tongue, admired its length, mm-hmm. what woman doesn't, and had snuck off with it to use it as a pleasuring aid.
Oh.
And it slipped out of her hands and disappeared up her pussy. Which is what happened. You're supposed to put a fish hook on the end of it.
Yeah, she should put a 2x4 on the fucking thing.
And a string, and then when you...
Listen, we had a story on
rubber
here.
Band or something.
We had a story on here.
Elastic.
We had a story on here before about a woman who left a dildo up there.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it was an English lady. She's like... The husband's like, where's the last place you left it? You know?
Yeah.
You would think, right? Yeah. Whenever you can't find something, you ask yourself, now...
You're a plethora of knowledge, Mr. Leonard.
Listen, what woman sits there and laps up a fucking a deer tongue and then forgets that, oh, where did I leave it? You know what I mean? It's like, oh, what was I just doing? You know, it's not like you walk into a room. You ever walk into a room and go, what the fuck was I coming in here for?
Put a fish hook at the end with a string, you broad.
Every time I come to the studio.
Exactly.
I wonder what the fuck I'm doing here.
I mean, how could you know? You just leave it there?
Yeah.
Oh, what was I just doing? Something with a tongue?
She must have thought it was going to come out at some point.
She probably thought I'd pee it out or something.
Right.
So a woman, she's jamming it in there.
And it slipped.
It slipped, and she goes, okay.
Remember when you broke your wrist when you hit the side of the fucking wall? When you're jerking off, your hand slipped off your cock.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, except...
I got to remember to shut my shades, Peter Leonard.
Right. Well, but that's...
They show the size of this fucking thing. It's huge.
It
tongue.
Is.
Well, oh, listen, I don't even
you should have seen
it.
The size of her pussy.
Look at that tongue.
Oh, my God. It's rotted from her vagina.
Like fucking, and here's the thing. And then
they questioned Gene Simmons, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Why are you asking me?
Where's your tongue, sir?
I don't know.
Imagine that doctor pulling that out and just being like
gagging.
Imagine the face in that woman when he did it.
Does
this look familiar?
Wow. Where did she? You know what she said? Can you find the fucking antlers? Can you get the fucking antlers out of my asshole, please? I can't. I've been shitting the week. Get these fucking antlers out of my
like. What
asshole.
Do you think? A giant tongue comes out of a chick's vagina? Like, I would just like.
Can I ask you a question?
Well, he's a gynecologist. He hadn't seen it in 33 years, but.
Oh my God!
Welcome to the fucking real world.
Hey, did you talk about Chris Rock, by the way, on Saturday?
We hadn't
Live?
Talked about the SNL incident.
But I didn't see it.
It was brilliant, and it's the talk of every talk show thing. People are. It's unbelievable what this guy did, and I fucking applaud him tremendously. And did you see it, Doug?
I'll be honest with you, I haven't even seen
it
yet.
Okay, why don't we talk about it? Why don't you watch that shit? And
you want me to pull it up?
And
we'll
talk
play
about it. It's probably about a 7-8 minute monologue, but it's brilliant, and it's huge right now because the guy talked about the Boston Marathon, the World Trade Center, and nothing that was. Horrible, but just finally somebody talked about it.
Yeah.
And he goes, look, they're opening the World Trade Center this week. He goes, I once got mugged on 47th and 9th. He goes, I haven't walked on 47th and 9th ever since then. He goes, I'm not going in a fucking building. You know, you can build. And he said how people can go, you know, and it's, but there was such great social commentary along with being funny, and people didn't know how to fucking act. They just didn't know how to react to it.
Right.
And the intelligent people.
All right, so what was the brilliant. Basis? What was the main reason that they were upset with his comments?
The fact that it was that he was talking about, you know, things that
you shouldn't talk about.
You should. It's taboo to talk about. In other words,
don't
talk
make
about
a joke
Boston.
About 9/11. Yeah, it's not funny.
9/11.
People died.
Probably there's not. I mean, it's almost like telling a rape joke.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then, but it was.
What was his punchline though? What was his?
It wasn't about the punchlines.
Like you just said, I'm never going into those buildings. Like, and it's so true. Like,
yeah, how the fuck do you get?
I wouldn't want to go into those buildings. You never know when it's going to get attacked again.
Right.
Okay? Oh, you mean like the new Freedom Tower? Which
he said,
reopened?
Yeah, I got a month
the New World Trade Center just opened. It opened this, and he said, you know, a long time ago, I mugged on 47th and 9th. I haven't walked there since.
Right.
Yeah, I got gotcha.
You. You know what I mean? So. It was just brilliant, man, and I actually want to watch it again because I was, and I'm like, it was so just fucking, what do you call it?
Probably the most frightening, sadistic,
you got it?
Terrorist attack ever. Just think about it. 26 miles. 26 miles. 26 miles is a long drive. if you call up one of your friends, hey, man, I need you to pick me up. Where you at? About 26 miles away. You better get Uber. 26 miles. People jogging for 26 miles, man. 26. Their knees are hurting. Their feet are killing them. If you're a woman, there's blood coming out your titties. 26 miles. You've been training for a year. You finally get to the finish line and somebody screams, run! Oh, that is horrible, man. But hey, the good people of Boston bounced back. That's right. And New York will bounce back. That's right. New York, we had our own terrorist attack. And we bounced back. That's right. Now we got the Freedom Tower. The Freedom, have you seen the Freedom Tower? You can see it no matter where you're at. If you can't see it from here, then you're in Connecticut, okay? Freedom Tower, anywhere you look. Now, they should change the name from the Freedom Tower to the Never Going In There Tower. Because I'm never going in there. There is no circumstance that will ever get me in that building. Are you kidding me?
There you go. Absolutely. Yeah, keep it going. All
yeah,
right.
Just a couple seconds.
Duck? What are they thinking? Like, who's the corporate sponsor? Target? Stop it. In the same spot, they put another skyscraper in the same spot. What kind of arrogant Floyd Mayweather crap is this? In the same spot. What businesses are they going to put in the Freedom Tower? They better put some mandatory stuff in there. Stuff you can't get out of, like the IRS, family court, DMV. Because they put a sunglass hut in there, it's going to be empty. I am never going in the Freedom Tower, man. Are you kidding me? The same spot. Hey, I got robbed on 48th and 8th about 20 years ago. I have not been back to 48th and 8th. I am never going in the Freedom Tower.
That's awesome stuff, right?
Yeah, and there are people.
I mean, there's people that are mad about that, right?
Oh, God, he's so funny.
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was really fucking poignant stuff. Shit, and it's what comedy's supposed to do. It's social commentary. It's cause a reaction.
Well, you know what?
It's everything
right.
that it's pushing buttons. It's shit that when you get mad at me sometimes, okay, when I fucking say something and I only say it to get that reaction out of you, and it's fucking funny, and the audience blows up, and the day you were screaming was fucking like this, and the next day you heard the show, you played it back to yourself, you go, that was fucking great radio. Because that's what it is, man. It's to get that fucking that reaction, man.
And I'll tell you
contrived
what.
Contrived controversy is what
And I think, like we've been talking about a lot of crap that's happened in society, people doing crazy shit. All kinds of, society's been fucked. I mean, let's face it. You'd be like, people are crazy. All right? But I think that's what we need. We need that, like, this is jokes about something that people are like, oh, that's taboo.
Right.
People died there. Yeah, they fucking died, but there's... There's a lot of shit that happened since then, before then, because of it. There's all kinds of shit we need to say, fuck it.
Yeah, so
what the fuck is going on?
That's why my Hitler shit goes over so big.
Well, you still got to work on that.
Too soon, Peter.
Yeah,
too soon.
Too soon with the fucking Hitler stuff, Peter.
I'm kidding.
But and kind of in a much different
way. Ava Brunn.
Yeah.
How'd she break up with the guy she was dating to go out with Hitler, and how did she tell him?
Yeah.
You know, I heard Hitler was eating feces pills to get, like, he was a sick guy.
Yeah.
And they some doctor convinced him if he ate the feces of soldiers, it would make him better.
Really? Well, I've been telling him to eat shit for years.
Yeah.
Hitler. Hitler can eat shit. There's a Jewish doctor, actually, just told him, you know what, Hitler, go eat shit. Right. And he said, I'll try this shit.
I will do that.
I gave him the old eat the shit routine. He bought it.
I will do that.
I will do what you say because you're my doctor.
Herr Doctor.
Hi, Hitler. That's what the sign was originally, for him to cover his mouth so nobody'd smell it. Hi, Hitler. Oh,
no, yeah, I heard he had really bad breath, too.
He's afraid of Ebola.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, it's kind of, you know, the whole thing about exposing stuff, and that's why it's funny about the everything on Facebook and all this stuff, is because now it is. Sometimes when you rattle the fucking cage, you know, and sometimes you just speak out, don't hold back. Yeah, you might find out there's less people in the circle of people that you thought liked you.
Right.
Right? That's something you're going to, you know, people are going to come out and they're going to really stay with you. You may have had a sense that they felt, but in front they may have been one way to you.
Right, right.
You're like, you know what I mean? But let's face it, you can't like everybody.
Yeah,
on both sides. Like, there's a lot of people I meet that I don't like. There's people I meet that I like.
In this room I don't like.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Sorry, Peter.
As he takes his fucking shoes off, reminds us of Hitler's breath.
Yeah. I tried to be a good guy.
Yeah.
By the way, Hitler wasn't a bad breath. He was ashamed of that mustache. He kept, you know. That's why he made a mistake shaving.
Can you believe my barber?
It's from eating Ava Braun's vagina. Oh.
Well, see, that's like the same. You never seen the Hitler mustache come back. It's not like somebody says, "Hey, right. I'll wear this."
That looks great.
Yeah, this is a good look.
Destroy that.
You know what I mean?
Ever.
Yeah, no one's ever gonna fucking bring the Hitler mustache.
But
it'll
be cool
if
you put it like off center, like maybe on the corner end of your mouth, like right here, right?
Little Fu Manchu.
Hey, what happened to you? Somebody, I had it over here, but somebody slapped me.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody bitch slapped me, and it never changed.
Oh, that's funny. Shit, God, I'm funny today.
Yeah, well, good. Well, I'm glad you feel that way.
Thank you. I'm going to bring a tape to my almost deceased mother on Sunday and see if she likes it.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, back on straight from the headlines, you guys, a lot of things, like nothing is leaving Earth. You notice that? Like the NASA rocket blew up when it tried to leave to send stuff to the International Space Station.
They blew it up on purpose, by the way. You know that?
Well, it was going to crash, and then they had it self-destruct mode.
Yes. They said, there's something going wrong here, and rather than have it crash into, like, maybe D.C. or something.
Can you imagine? It was like a fucking stray bottle rocket.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We better push.
You saw it, it was going up, and then something, it was tilting, went wrong, and all of a sudden you could say, okay, abort, and then all of a sudden the thing lit up from the
top. So there were people in there, though?
No, it was an unmanned, it was a cargo ship, basically.
Yeah. What was the cost of that? Do you know, buddy? Did you read that?
I don't know, but when you watch that thing blow up.
$600 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That's what it cost them.
Can you imagine the guy, whoever funded that shit, going,
yeah, he's fired.
Oh, no.
Lloyd's of London. Imagine calling called the Lloyd's. Hey, guess what? Listen, I got some bad fucking news. Yeah. Remember that thing hit the rocket that I insured last week, motherfucker?
But this is the guy who runs Virgin Atlantic Airways, right? What's his name? Branson?
Yeah.
Richard Branson, one of the richest men in the world, one of these guys in the top 20 richest people.
Sure.
Virgin Airlines, he runs all that. But he also started this idea of piloting people to outer space.
Yeah.
And
this space plane, right? Right. $250,000 to basically fly into orbit and go, oh, this is cool. We'll be going back down to Earth now. Really? Without $250,000 in my fucking pocket.
You'll feel the effect of weightlessness.
Right. But that's the thing. Are they strapped in their seatbelts?
That was 2 hours at a Clooney wedding. What are you talking about? You know?
So but you can get on a simulator. So the first, I guess, the thing crashed.
Hmm.
Last week, deadly crash of Virgin Galactic's spacecraft has dealt a devastating setback to the cause of space tourism.
I didn't hear it crashed, man.
Delaying the first commercial flights to the stars by years.
Did people
died. Experts
die
said
it?
On Friday. Yeah, the guy, the pilot, died.
Fuck.
Well, they were testing it, I guess.
Oh, testing.
Yeah. I mean, think about a ballsy job. Think about a ballsy job, like. You know what I mean? It's one thing
because it gets cold, man, and those engines can freeze up and all that stuff. So.
I don't know. After several days of delays, Virgin Galactic,
guy who knows his lathe,
had hoped to start ferrying passengers to the edge of space in 2015. ushering a new era of tourism for those willing and wealthy enough to pay $250,000 for it.
Yeah, all those rich people just said, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Now, is there a first class and a coach and that thing or what? Imagine what fucking first class is if the coach is $250,000.
Wow.
You know, you better be sucking my cock.
You're probably
something.
Looking at half a mil.
Yeah, wow. Better get your own steward.
I can see it easy. Half a mil up front, have a like glass.
Imagine joining the 400 mile club.
Yeah, the intergalactic club.
Yeah,
right. The Mile High Club, and then the intergalactic club.
Yeah,
you could actually say you fucked in outer space.
Well, your sperm just floats around.
That's definitely got to win the trump at the bar, right?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
You're at the bar, like, oh, I had a threesome, I had a foursome, right. I fucked in space.
Right,
that's a big fucking one.
You fucked Oprah?
I don't know what that.
No,
means.
Not that space. That's a big space.
All right. See, he's not that funny. He's like,
he brought up an interesting thing, though. You know, if you busted a nut out, like, you know, like if you went to go bust a nut on her face, it wouldn't reach her face. It'd be like,
you never know. It may just, I mean, it may
come
just,
back at you.
Exactly.
Yeah. It'll like take a.
The intergalactic gods are evil.
Yeah, right.
That little splashback. Watch out.
I don't know. I imagine if it's weightlessness, it would probably still go wherever it's projected. Like if you're in weightlessness and you
throw something.
If I push a marble to you, It'll move to you in a certain. That would be the coolest thing to be if you're like in a, out there.
Right.
Like, how cool would that be if like you have like a marble or
an M&M?
Yeah, you just like,
you'd play a game.
What about playing with like big boobies? Like they're just gonna be like flopping around. Like they're not
you
even
smoke a joint and you have a contest. M&Ms. You try to throw an M&M in the other guy's mouth.
It'd almost be like that the Olympic
the bionic
sport.
Man
What's the Olympic sport in the winter?
Curling.
Curling.
Yeah.
It's like curling with M&Ms. Boy, if I was going to spend $250,000, that'd be fun. That's what I want to do. Throw M&Ms into my radio.
Well, actually, they're going to give you a bag of peanuts, right? On the thing, so you do it with the peanuts.
That would work.
Right, yeah.
There you go.
Anyway, the fact that the accident came just days after a private rocket destined to take supplies to the International Space Station exploded shortly after takeoff in Virginia was also likely hurt the space industry.
They should let that bitch go right to the White House. They should let that fucking thing go right to that. Oh, look, Mr. President, it's coming over the fence.
It says here that now that Virgin Galactic will now have to carry out far greater number of tests before commercial flights could be possible.
Well, I hope so.
Can you imagine the test pilots? Who's next?
Right.
Fuck you.
Exactly.
What happened to the last test pilot? He died in an explosion.
Yeah.
Okay.
He turned blue. He
I think I'll go fly for JetBlue.
Yeah.
Oh my God, there's more stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just keep getting dinged, and Jay Risk and Jim Frederick came in.
Oh, yeah? All right, let's get an update. What are you reading, Mike? What do you get? Come on,
okay,
man.
Okay, this is This is new from Jay Risk, the latest 9 minutes ago. No, but we have a buffet before the show, or a menu you can order from. LOL, Tavolino's has awesome food, but my spot is about fun.
Yeah, nothing funner than eating foo with a smoke-filled room.
Ugh, Tomaine City there, that fucking place, man.
Let me ask you guys, is this a case where you go, you know what, I might as well get some of these just people off my Facebook? Like,
probably.
Like, in other words, the ones who've chosen, I'm just going to, yeah, that way there's no
knock
confusion.
Knock them out, you don't need them.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Like, people say, why you unfriend somebody on Facebook? Well, I'm getting like 3,100, 3,200. I'm going to have to if I get to 5.
Yeah.
There's only some, you know, eventually, you get, right? When people get to 5,000, you're like, okay, let's get rid of the people that are,
you know.
Yeah. Right? I mean, and some people say, well, that's kind of, it's a weird thing to have, right? Here we are in a culture where you have to now not only choose, like, because in the old days, before technology, how many, like, think back to the day, school, you had like 3 or 4 or 5 good friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Usually when you grew up, you always had a few good friends,
right.
And if you didn't, then there's something there's something strange, right?
Right. Yeah.
Like I think back to middle school. I probably had 4 really good friends,
right.
5 really good friends,
3, 4, yeah,
right. And that was like people I played soccer with. These are my
no
buddies,
one really right? realistically has 500 good friends,
right? Or 5,000
or 5,000,
right?
Friends.
You know. Can you imagine
good friend? You don't listen. I have this chick who always, you know, she looks at my Facebook constantly. She's who are these girls on your fucking? These are your friends. I said, listen, I don't know any of them.
Right.
I use it for business. I friend these fucking people who have, you know, either I read their thing. They're either into wine, they're into food, they're into music, they're into comedy, they're whatever they're into. I try to drag them into my world so that they, it's all about marketing. Right, it's all promotion. On that, right? It's promotion.
Right. Putting out
that's, so that's what, that's what Facebook is, all right. About promotion.
Right.
Stuff,
so, but you
right?
know, that's but I and I once put up, you know, as a joke a few years ago, I said, I did two things. One was, hey, I'm moving Saturday. I've got 2,100 friends. Who's coming to help me? And I didn't fuck a person. Then the other one was, and then when I had cancer, dude, yeah. Or not, what was it? Oh, like 2 years ago, I was out on workers' comp. No, I had a, you know, problem.
You had the clap?
So, no, I didn't have any of that shit ever, man.
Never had the clap?
No, never had, I never had anything but crabs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And garlic sauce, delicious. I put up there that I was in financial straits.
Yeah.
And I was looking for $5 from anybody who was willing. They said, 20 years in radio, I've taken people to concerts, ball games, given you T-shirts, CDs, tickets, every fucking thing. I've kissed your ass. I've bought you lunches, whatever it was. I need some help. Can you send me $5? I had one chick send me $45.
Hmm.
And two other people sent me $5. But everybody was calling, are you kidding? Is this a joke? Is this? I said, I just want to test you fucking people. I said, so I figured I had 2,000 people. If 200, if 10% send you $5.
Yeah.
Guess what? I'm making $1,000 fucking dollars.
Right.
Yeah. Right. For yeah, doing nothing.
I just start a Kickstarter campaign. Yeah.
Right. I was dating this chick for about a month. Doug, remember I told you about that chick up in, I went, you went up there to that the show we did with what's her name, Titties? With the, what's the farthest you'll travel to get laid? I went up to Stewart those couple of weekends.
Yeah. That. Oh, yeah. You ever talk to her again?
Well, you know, not after I saw a post on Facebook where she put a picture of her kid up who looks like he's, you know, semi-retarded, and her kid, and he's got these round glasses. He looks like, you know, Harry Potter. A couple of teeth missing. He's a 9-year-old kid, and she says, please help fund my little boy's private school fund. My son watched his father huffing aerosol cans and get arrested 6 times over 3 years and destroy our life and our home, and I have RA, which is rheumatoid arthritis, and I have fibromyalgia, and I'm on medication, and we need your help. And she was basically fucking begging. Right. The girl lives in a country club community.
Yeah.
on Palm Island.
Well, that's like me with my dog to pay for the surgery for the eyes.
I'd like to do that. Let's
getting
do that.
A donation to her.
I think that would be. I'll give you $100.
You would.
I would give you $100 toward. You know how much I love that fucking.
Now, I wonder if people would see that and go, "Hey, Doug, you have money," but no, I don't have that much money. You know what I mean? It's not like right. I go, "Oh, you know."
You'd rather have. I told you, his dog's blind. I said you should get the dog a seeing eye person.
No, you didn't say that.
What I said?
That was my joke. You know.
Was it?
Yeah.
Now you're fucking going to take my joke?
No, dude. I've been telling it on stage when you talk about it.
Oh, no. Okay. You did tell it on stage.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you bought it from me, didn't you?
No, I didn't pay anything for that joke. It will go back to the records.
In the meantime, hey. I got his dog. I walked in. Did you see the dog? Got him a cane. A
yeah,
white
by the
cane?
Way. By the way, yeah.
A white cane, a red tip.
Yeah, and by the way, that joke works better. It's a facility. Like, I got my dog's found out my dog's blind. So we found it a seeing eye person.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of weird having that guy Al around with that blue vest on. You know, in the patches. He has to sit around and wait till we, you know, take her out to take the poop.
Funny. Listen.
Hey, by the way, speaking of things that have happened.
What?
I don't know if you guys noticed, but the other day a big fireball was spotted in the skies across the people seen it from all over. You didn't
it's
read
a
about
UFO,
that?
Man.
No. There was like a meteorite.
Oh.
Hundreds of people from Chicago to Japan reported seeing a fireball streaking across the sky on Monday night. According to the researchers at the American Meteor Society, which tracks these larger than normal meteors, there were nearly 400 reports of a fireball. Were they drinking fireball?
Nice.
In more than a dozen states, including Alabama, Virginia, Tennessee, and Illinois.
Mm. By the way, fireball, you heard about it, right?
What? That has something in it like that's from Freon?
Yeah, it's antifreeze.
Antifreeze.
They took it off the market in two countries already.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
The whiskey fireball?
Yeah, and people are drinking fucking antifreeze. It's got antifreeze in it.
Yeah, I knew there was something
wrong
with
that. Yeah, it's got to be something. People who drink it after a while don't seem normal.
fireball.
It's actually put it. Guy said, here's a quote. I looked up and I just saw this bright light that looked kind of like a comet or something.
And that was Stevie Wonder.
Eye. Yeah.
That was Stevie Wonder.
You could see
that,
fragments coming off the back of it like it was something burning up.
Huh.
In North Carolina, residents in Greensboro, High Point, Asheville, Fayetteville, and Raleigh reported seeing a fireball around 6:20 at night.
Damn.
So,
it was Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah. I mean, are we getting more of these? Are you noticing there's more and more fireballs being seen?
We're due for a massive extinction, Dougie.
I mean, you know, is this kind of like when you drive to the shitty parts of the turnpike and you get all them fucking love bugs? You know, sometimes you get one or two, and the next thing you know, your bumper's covered with the fucking things.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst stuff to get off your bumper, by the way.
Oh God, man! That's why they have on those at the rest stops. They have you can drive under those things, and it just pours water on your car. You've
oh,
seen
they're
those?
Awesome! But at the turnpike, it shoots out that like it's almost like a fire hose. Yeah. And it comes out and it just knocks the shit right
You know,
off.
It's a lot of fun if you're driving with your kids in the car, you open their window right before you go through. It really fucks them up. It's really cool.
Dad!
Yeah, it's really cool.
That's nuts. Yeah. Hey, well, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's Wednesday morning. Hey, we're Peter Leonard.
It's been fun. Thanks.
Yeah, and Mike Cintron.
What up?
And we're going to come back. We got a couple more stories. And you know what? We're going to, the final thought of the day will be a tally of what we see on the Facebook posts. I think Mike and I will make comments on that a bit. And we'll be right back. Right after this.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Dougie Show. This is Dougie Almeida. It's Wednesday morning. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Hi, everyone.
And Michael Cintron.
What up?
And this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, where we come to you Tuesday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. with encore performances on IRN on Monday and the best of on IRN on Friday, all at 10 o'clock. So thanks for listening. It's been one of those days, man. And you know,
still early. What are you talking about?
Well, it's funny because I feel bad regarding that whole issue with the vent and the show and everything. Mm. But I guess I didn't know. But my friend Max Mosquito was booked in Jay's room,
mm-hmm.
along with a girl Marionette, very funny lady. And he talked. He goes, look, and I said, dude, you could, you know, you're fine, man. I'm not going to tell you to cancel the gig. You know, he goes, oh, but I really want to work. I go, dude, honestly, man, I can't book you to the summer anyway. I'm already booked on, you know. That's fine. I'm not going to, this whole thing, it's not because I'm going to ban comedians.
Right.
It's because I'm just, you know, I'm stating my way, and now, you know, it seems like people have chosen sides, and they figured out they're going to deal with it any way they want, and, you know, and, you know, Mike's going to, he's been giggling the whole time, because he's finally caught up, but I you know, Max, it's cool. I think Brian Hamilton's going to headline Jay's room on the 19th or whatever day it is. So, yeah, go check that show out.
Brian Hamilton,
Brian Hamilton, very funny guy. Really? Crazy cuckoo guy. But he's had medical bills. He's got a lot of shit going on. He needs the money. Hey, go fucking do it. I'm not telling you not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
But obviously, I won't be able to book him. You know, and Brian wouldn't be booked till the summer anyway, so that'll work. I don't care. I'll book Brian in the summer.
Right.
So, good. All worked out.
Perfect.
Which means there's a feature spot open coming up in February.
Great. I can hear
it. Word.
I'll be here.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so, all right. So, you don't want to. All right, I worry about that.
You get pissed if I play that room, Dougie, by the way, if they invite me, if they ask me?
You can play that room, dude.
Okay, because that's the caliber of comedian they're going to get in there, me. Right?
Well, listen.
That's the difference.
Hey, listen, if you got Brian Hamilton, that's great. I mean, he's a funny guy. And you know,
not really?
Yeah, he's a good dude. So,
is he going to play your room?
He's done my room. He did it last April, so I was going to have him back, but I can't. I'm not going to bounce. I'm not going to have him back if he just did that. He's going to do there in November, so nah. December, January, February, March, April, May. You're going 6 months, sure. May, June. Mm-hmm. That's the way it works.
He might have new material by then.
I don't know.
Some comedians don't.
Yeah.
Peter Fogle.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, you know,
I hear about a bum turning fucking blue in the park one more time after 9 years. You know what I mean?
Right. So I vented a little bit. Now you want to vent, right?
I'm not venting about anything.
Yeah.
I'm making a point.
You want to get some off your chest?
No, I'm just saying, listen, Dougie, I don't know. You haven't seen me in a
while.
You've
seen some shit acts in your lifetime.
But here's the funny thing. At least if you come in my club, 6 months, and then a year later, then 6 months after that, then a year after that. And even guys like that very funny black guy from Lenny, what's his name? Lenny Clark? Was that his name?
Who?
Who's that guy from, the black guy from D.C.?
Eddie Clark.
Yeah. Very funny guy. He's funny as fuck. But if you've seen him twice, you've seen his whole act. And that's 10 years already.
Right.
You just, you know, it's the same. You can't have a fucking, your ass checked every week. You can't go to the proctologist every fucking week. I mean, you've got to write constantly. You know, you can't tell Kennedy jokes. There's got to be something new.
Right.
And these guys just gonna get lazy.
That's a big challenge. I mean, it's comics that start, once you get to a certain level, you know, it's like I said, you're always your first hour is the hardest and usually your funniest because it's all the stuff that your autobiography stuff, there anything has to do with you, the stuff that's about you.
Right.
It's great. And then once you have that and you put that on HBO or some sort of Comedy Central thing, that's gone. Now you got to come up with a whole new hour. And that's
not that's easy.
Hard. That's fucking hard.
Right.
You know, can you imagine? Now, some people end up having help. They get support, writers,
me.
People like that.
People like me.
You know what I mean? And they go out and there's, listen, I remember one time at the old New York Comedy
Club.
He's
going to steal all my shit.
I remember being at the old New York Comedy Club, and there was these two dudes sitting in the audience. They were writing shit down when comics are going up.
What?
And I was thinking to myself, well, these guys, they didn't look like comics. And I thought to myself, I said, hey, you guys. Then the guy, that was when I told the joke. I used to tell a joke. I smoked so much weed the other night. I had such dry mouth that I felt like I gave head to the Sandman.
Right.
No, it was from eating frost. I got high and I ate Frosted Flakes. That was a joke. Talk about open mic jokes. I had a joke. I got so high, I had Frosted Flakes with no milk. I ate a whole box of Frosted Flakes with no milk. I woke up the next morning like I gave the Sandman head. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy says, oh, we like that joke. You know, so what they do sometimes is known. Comedy guys will send their writers out to different venues and pick up on stuff.
And steal?
And take premises, of course.
Wow.
Listen, there's people out there that watch.
So you never saw Carlos Mencia actually watching your set, but someone reported to him, hey, this one joke hit, and then all of a sudden you're like, hey, how is Carlos Mencia on TV doing exactly my joke?
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, that kind of stuff's been going on a long time when it talks about that, but.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but that's how hard it is to get, you know, again, come up with a whole new, like, I'm at the point now where I want to do that. I want to write a whole new avenue, you know, maybe writing more about stuff that's happening, because that still happens. So there's still stuff that, this is something new.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like the newer joke, it's like I'm talking about Cambodian food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, man, Cambodian food, sometimes it tastes great, but it smells, you know, it smells like shit. And guys, you know what it is to eat something that smells like crap? You know what I mean? It's like a stupid little joke.
Right.
But I mean, you'll still come up with stuff from that.
But the women hate that joke, though.
Yeah, but the women are going to get mad at you at that joke, of course. And you can have fun with it, or you can flounder around on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, let me ask you this, dude. Here's the thing. With all this shit going down in our scene, you know, I mentioned this to somebody. I mentioned this the other day when we were all there about going to open mic at Hurricanes. As much as I want to maybe work on some stuff and things like that, I almost don't want to be around certain. You know what I mean? It's like I've gotten to the point where I'm so by everybody exposing this stuff, you know, coming out and say what they say and you know, the kind of things. It's almost like you don't want. You know, why do I even want to? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Who wants
now,
to bother?
Now, how do you, when you're around somebody you don't really care for?
Yeah.
Or something like that. Are you gracious still? Or you just kind of go fuck this?
I'm being very nice to you, aren't I? I always behave.
All kidding aside, I'm asking you a question.
No.
Want to hear what Fap Chops just posted?
What?
Okay, hold on.
I can't stand. That's another guy I can't stand either, bro. No offense.
Oh, man, I just had it. It went away. It's something like, felons cannot vote during the election, so instead I'm going to vote for Jay Riz's success in all future endeavors.
Oh, good.
Oh, jeez.
It's a good. It's another good decision Fat Jobs made.
Kid is fucking...
Listen.
Unbelievable, man.
Here's the thing.
I think I'm going to just eat about 8,000 fucking yodels and get on stage and talk about how fat I am.
Yeah.
Isn't that a great idea?
Yeah. He still makes references about stealing jokes.
Mm.
And remember this, dude, Fat Chops. I've never accused you of stealing jokes. It was premises. Okay? Mm. If you're going to quote something, make sure you quote it preferably.
Right.
And you know what? Everybody has their own way. You know, eventually if people... Listen, here's the one thing. If people stick at something long enough, don't you think they eventually learn that? What I'm always interested in is when people realize the errors of their ways.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because if people are around long enough, they eventually catch that, right? Don't you notice that people do? They're like... There's a realization, right? There's this... Like, they say, you know what? I realize that perhaps I was a bit, you know...
Some people do and others...
Yeah, some people just always never get it.
Well, it's either because their intellect doesn't allow it, or their ego doesn't allow it.
Right.
Their intellect is they're fucking stupid and don't get why, hey, if I keep fucking walking into a wall, I'm going to keep bumping my head. Wow, how come that happens?
Yeah.
I don't understand it, man.
All right, dude.
I don't get it.
What, any more?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, you're...
I'm just trying to, like, find any more posts out there in the Facebook world.
Well, just pay attention to the show.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
We don't care. The audience doesn't care.
You know what I mean?
We all right.
But I'm kind of, like I said, I'm kind of happy about it because I like to know.
Yeah, you weeded out all the fake people, man.
Right. You know what I mean? Here's the thing. I don't know if you, but I wouldn't, if it does well, great. If not, you know. Either way, here's the thing.
I don't even care. Like you said, like good. Not,
on the big picture of things, like somebody asked me, how do I know that in 3 months, something wasn't going to happen where Tavolino said to me, hey, we're not doing comedy shows anymore. Whatever. It's been going great, but now we're just having, you know, how do I, you know, again, I have no idea.
You're
going to
be stuck on a Schlepp's place up the block.
No, but
I'm kidding.
I'm kind of fortunate because thank God I'm not relying on the South Florida comedy scene for my venues.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? And if anybody, you know, if people want to say, well, don't book Dougie anymore. Thanks. You know what I mean? But I'm going to keep working. If that was my goal in 2015, to make sure I booked more local venues, aside from the ones that count like improv, the only local venue that I want to be working, that I care to be working in South Florida is the improv.
Right.
Other than that, there's no other venue I have to have on my calendar. The Funky Buddha. I do like the Funky Buddha.
Oh, thank you.
I'll definitely like to do that, you know?
You going to book me up there, Mike?
Of course.
I hope so, bro. Very funny guy.
He's getting nervous.
Nervous, yeah.
I think it'd be interesting to have Peter at the Funky Buddha.
Maybe he can host your show.
Dude, they'd love me there.
What? My show? Now, let me ask you this. With all this going on, how much shit are you going to get when you book Dougie Almeida to headline the Buddha? How much crap? You should record it. You should do is you record these people and say, what the fuck is Dougie?
No, they won't say it to me now. They'll just be like, oh, I see you have Dougie there. Oh. But
they don't want to piss you off because then they won't work the fucking room ever.
Yeah, but people have actually said it to him when the wise guys were there.
Yeah.
Like, who are these guys? You know, meanwhile, who's these guys? Lenny Travis.
Right.
Any of these fucking hoople heads in South Florida comics. Anybody in the South Florida comedy scene that looks at Lenny Travis and goes, what the fuck? Lenny's been a lot, you know. I guarantee you, you want to find out how long Lenny's been around, go into New York and some of the clubs with him. Go into Jersey and see all the people that know him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And go into, the guy knows, you know, he's been around.
He's established.
He's fucking been there and done that. And there's still people out there that'll go, oh, Lenny's a fuck. Listen, you know what I mean? The guy, you know what I'm saying? And that's one of the things that I've become disgusted with in our group down here is that is the young ones and the people that barely know shit.
Right.
Popping off, making comments, and saying, like my sister-in-law, when she gave out that fucking advice.
Stupid.
Listen, nobody wants to hear your advice, okay? Nobody wants to hear your fucking advice. Just, you know, do what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And by the way, with that said, I am not giving advice anymore.
Right.
Thank
anybody.
God. Oh, good.
Like, sometimes you want to help and stuff like that. Fuck it. I'm in an open mic. Like, I feel bad because I enjoy that. Like, Franco Harris told a joke. right? And there's nothing about it. I like Frank. He may be talking shit about me. I have no idea at this point. We'll find out on the Facebook post.
The football player?
No, he looked like he was, he named himself after the football player.
No, Franco's cool. Because here's the thing. Because I'll tell you why. At one of the open mics, Franco Harris was telling a joke about going up to women and they're talking about a yeast infection. And he's like, it's like an awkward moment as a waiter, right? I go, so watching him, and this is what I miss. When I go to open mics, I like to say, hey, you know, why don't you work this out? And help, you know, do something. And just I'm not doing it because I want to get a fucking favor. I'm doing it because it's just like you. You come up with a joke. I perform. You give it to me.
Right.
Right? So I go to Frank. I go, hey, when you walk up, you should, instead of that, you should go up to women and go, oh, would you women like bread? These ladies said you want some bread? You know, because they're talking about a yeast infection.
Right.
And he said it worked and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff when I go to an open mic I like to do. And when I'm watching people, but it's unfortunate now that I feel like, you know what? I don't want to fucking go.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'll figure out another way to work my material out because I'm on stage enough. And you know what? It kind of sucks that you can't help.
Or you say, you know what? That was a great premise. I'm going to write a fucking joke based on it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's where I work out most of my new jokes I've been doing.
Because that guy won't be around.
That Dada's. I mean, I host. I could do as much time as I want.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh my God, 5 minutes. I can do 15. I can do 10. I can do 20. You know, depending on how many people are there. But and that's why I prefer to really work out a lot of my new stuff because I don't feel so judged. Like, I don't feel like I'm being judged for, you know, coming up with a new joke or something like that kind of thing.
Right. You know? Here's the worst, man. What was that other comedy club on Oakland Park Boulevard that was 9?
Catskills Comedy Club?
Yeah. But, you know, they asked me to host one night, and it was an open mic night. There were 20 fucking comics. Now,
right.
And you sit there, and people just... First of all, they're so critical of each other, and nobody's funny except them. You know, I just hate that whole thing. I fucking laugh at other comedians. If the stuff's funny, laugh.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Don't fucking, hey, this is fucking, you know, don't do some asshole next to you, your little clique, your little group, or some other asshole you'd recognize. Oh, did you see that fucking jerk? Listen, just fucking do your own thing and leave everybody
alone. That's what got Ciro all pissed off about Rombo.
Right, yeah.
Right? Ciro was recording the fucking show, and the recording picked up Ron Bo just dissing fucking Ciro. And that's when he ended up coming out doing some Facebook drama on that
show. Oh, that's funny.
And he ended up talking about that. And, you know, listen, if I go to an open mic, I try to stay to the end.
Yeah.
I really do. A, because I want to see people. I want to see them, and I want to offer spots and do that. And then you see, you know, obviously some people got other shit to do. We've talked about that before. You got to go. You got a kids at home. You got a dog, cat, whatever. You got responsibilities. You've been working since you're 7 o'clock in the morning. You're fucking tired. Whatever. That's so cool. And I'm just coming to come. Right. And everybody has a fucking reason. And that's the other thing. There's another side of the table. Anybody who critiques that person, like, you know, this is the endless cycle of nonsense.
I'm gonna tell you, this is the perfect scenario. How many lead guitarists does it take to change a light bulb? You know this one?
No.
Know this one, Dougie?
Yeah.
You play lead guitar, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
5. One to change the bulb and 4 to go, I could have done that.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, they're all, everybody, you're a musician, you've seen guys, you watch, so you see some guy shredding, you watch another guitar player, you know. And really, they're pissed off, and the steam's coming out of their ears because the fucking guy just shredded.
How much of that exists, dude? Think about the local scene. How much of it exists? Like, I was told too. Like, when you start doing well, others are going to be resentful to you because they're going to be like, "How'd that guy get there?" You know, it's that kind of concept. You know what I mean? And I sense that too about certain people. I won't mention names because it doesn't matter.
Peter Fogel.
Peter Fogel.
But Alan Schumann.
You know, they're people that are like, oh, how does this guy get so much work? You know what I mean?
London Lee.
And stuff like that. So
I'll say this right now. There were certain comics that came up and I could feel generally congratulated me on advancing to the semifinals, right? I could feel that they were being honest.
Right.
And there were certain comics
Mike
that came
advanced
up,
to the semifinals of Florida's Funniest Comedian.
Right, I read that.
And so this is really interesting. So after the show,
People would come up and they, you know, and then certain people would come up and be like, yeah, you had a good set. And then just like walked away.
Right.
Really like just trying to be, I guess, safe face and I guess polite, but so fake and so cold-hearted that I'm like, don't even waste your breath. Like, I could tell you don't even like me.
Yeah.
You know, and that's fine. I have no problem with that. You know.
Jealousy rears its ugly head in those situations, man. When there's
all right, now let me ask you a question. How do you take that?
And there was a couple of them. There's a couple of people, and then there were some who didn't even congratulate me until I talked to them later on the week and were like, oh, by the way, congratulations. Yeah. Like, it was almost like, oh, I forgot. Yeah, I gotta.
Well, listen.
Everybody.
That's the thing. There's people think that if this person gets it, I'm not going to get it, and that's not. You're not going to get it because you don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it that way. You're not going to get it because you're not going to get it. And
you don't know what you don't know.
Exactly. I love that. You know,
you're not going to get it when you don't get it.
You're not going to get it if you're not going to get it, and you don't know what you don't know. It's all.
I love that. Dude.
All fucking works together.
You don't know what you got until you lose it. There's another one. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Cintron. He's fucking shitting
Steve
himself.
Fucking is telling you. This guy comes. He doesn't come here to be on the radio. He comes here to laugh his ass off.
Exactly.
So now here's the thing. Now experiencing that, and let's say some truth hitting you.
Right.
Right. How people's real feelings are towards you.
Yeah.
Now, does that change how you, the next time you're, get a little involved with that person, you're going to get a little more...
It kind of makes me want to distance myself, definitely, because I don't like to surround myself with negativity.
Right?
But I mean, I'm not going to... blacklists or anything. I'll never blacklist unless you're like being a total jerk to me. Like then, yeah.
Right.
But it's just funny. That's all. Because I think there have been many times where I don't advance and I've gone up to the winners and
sure.
And I really meant it. Like, hey, congratulations. You know,
you were funny. You were funny.
You were the better person tonight, and that's fine.
Right. What was that?
It's
an earthquake.
It's ghosts of fucking. Open mic's past.
Holy shit.
You know what I'm saying?
The facts coming
it's
through.
It's Dougie Knuckles crying from the grave.
Exactly.
Holy Christ, man.
Yeah, man.
This is why I golfed myself. No.
I didn't have to deal with all this shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, you know, it's good that
and
you...
And it sucks, you know why? Because I want to be friends with these people. You know, I really do.
Well, that's it. But I he's
do.
Right.
I,
he's right. Because, first of all, there's two reasons for it. One, if you just want to be, you know, it's...
I don't want to be, like, hanging out, but I want to be, like... Not this weird tension, like, you know, like, ugh, I could tell that you don't like me kind of thing, you know?
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, do you surround yourself with that? Like, do you want to be around it? Or the only way you can be around it is if you completely, well, and what you should do in a sense, and you have to do, especially if you run a room and you're going to be like, you know what I mean? You have to actually say, fuck it. I got to get past that. I got to say, you know what? These people are, it is the way it is. It is what it is. Which is another good saying. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
How about this one? How much wood could a woodchuck chuck?
I don't think that matters. Yeah. No? Yeah. But I think it is what it is.
You don't know what you don't know.
You are what you eat.
Okay.
I don't know.
You won't get in if you don't get in.
Yeah.
Right. If you don't get in,
it's because you won't get in.
Or no, you won't have it because you don't have it.
If you don't have it, it's because you don't have it.
There you go. That's what it was.
Yes. If you don't have it, it's because you don't have it.
What you see is what you get.
Yeah.
Let's just keep going.
Speaking of cliches.
Holy fuck, man.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think that when it comes to this whole thing with Jay Risk, I'll say this. I don't give a fuck where you guys work. Local comedy club, Lacine, if you're listening to me, I don't give a fuck where, you know, where you work. You know what I mean?
Or if
bottom line is, if you're funny, I'm going to book you. And, you know, that's it. And I make my statements the way I do because if someone's going to open right 200 yards from me,
yeah,
that's what I'm going to do. And I
want to talk to those people too. Stop kissing this guy's ass. If you're not funny, you're not getting on stage. Stop coming up and being fucking. No, oh, you thought look at Kim the day you lost weight. All that shit they tell you.
Oh yeah, all those lies.
No. So just fucking go out there and be funny. Work on your act and stop paying attention to everybody else. Period.
Yeah, that's
if
it.
If you don't have it, you just don't have
if
it.
If you don't have it.
And if
it
you don't want it,
is,
you
man.
Can't have it. And
it
if you can't
it
get it,
is,
you can't
so
eat it. And if you can't see it, you can't be there. And if you don't know what you got until you lose it. And you, I don't know what else. I need this like I need, like Kennedy said, I need this like I need a hole in the head.
Yeah. So
it's my Kennedy joke. Cintron. Okay.
You know, like, it's like at work, you know, and I'm sure there's some kind of person at your job that you're just, there was a guy at my job that I'm working at now who recently got fired, and I felt bad, but while he was there, he would just be weird and uncomfortable. He would, like, just stare at
touch
me sometimes.
You and shit?
No, he wouldn't touch me. He would just stare at me, and I'd be like, what's going on? He's like, oh, I'm just trying to make sure you're doing it right. You're making your valve right or whatever. And I'm like, well, you're not the boss. Like, my boss should be seeing if I'm doing it. Why, right. Who are you? Like,
and he got fired.
And he got fired because they won't really like them. But I didn't know that was the whole case. But right. like, you know, and there's a part of me is like, why can't we just be cool? Like, why do you have to be that guy?
You're my co-worker. You're
what
not
do
my,
I do?
You're a jerk off, man. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I have that same anxiety.
I hate everybody I work with.
So
yeah, they hate me too. And,
you know,
they all hate
how
me.
How hard is it to get along? Like, think about like that was always like troubling me when I had a job.
Yeah, like you're in sales, right? Like I'm sure people in your industry probably don't like you because you do better than them, or you like they're like, how come he got the bonus this year and I didn't make my quota?
Well, see, I'll tell you what,
he's got the corner office.
But I'll tell you this, that's why it's weird because I've always been in a business where I'm production based. In other words, it was if you were doing well, it's because you were doing well. It wasn't because somebody liked you or you got a bonus or people. It was basically
still people must have. You must have felt some kind of resentment,
every once in a while, people try to make excuses for their failure. In other words, they justify your success with some stupid thought, like, oh, this person must be there because they're... Like, I'll tell you another family story. One time, I flipped out. My brothers, right? My brothers one day go, oh, you know, because I'm talking about stuff. I'm like, oh, you're just lucky.
Right.
I'm fucking lucky. Yeah. Yeah, I'm lucky. Me staying up 24, 20 hours, 30 hours to fucking study for my exams so I can get a college degree. Mm. You know, after traveling on the road playing soccer to actually a scholarship I earned. All that's fucking luck.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
There's nothing lucky.
Yeah, so
it,
people make comments. Their failure is only they look at you and they go, "Oh, this person's lucky," or they fucking somebody helped them, or
right.
You know what I mean? They're always trying to find a reason to it.
Everything's ducky when you think it's all lucky. There's another one you can add to the.
Hold on, what was that again?
Everything's ducky when you think it's all lucky.
Everything's ducky when you think it's all lucky.
I don't even know what it means.
I just made that up. I don't know. But it's along the theme of the show. Stupid rhyming shit.
Yeah, well.
Is that what the show's about then?
Yeah, we might as well because we're kind of
luck is not luck.
Whittling through the fucking end of the show. But yeah, that happened. But I'll tell you, it's amazing how sometimes what you do as a profession ends up becoming part of who you are. Like I spent 25, 26 years of my life giving people financial advice. Mm-hmm. Right, and working with them and helping them with that.
How many committed suicide?
None. So now I'm, it's interesting because one of my mentors says to me, he goes, you're used to giving advice. So when I first told him I was trying to help people, the first shit happened with Chops and people, like, hey, you're trying to help people and they're turning around being an asshole. I'm like, well, he goes, but that's.
This is the second time you mentioned this mentor tonight, by the way.
I have more than one mentor, by the way.
Well, who are your mentors?
I'm not going to tell you who their names are.
I'm serious.
But one of them is an old soccer coach of mine from years.
Okay.
One is my old philosophy professor at Nova University. Mm-hmm. One of my professors from there. Okay. Okay.
I just want to make sure they're legitimate people and not like Perry Sack.
No. you know what the fucking mentor is?
I know what
I mean. All right.
Of course
so,
I do.
All right.
I thought you said mental.
No, I didn't say mental.
Oh, no, I'm kidding. I know mentors.
So, at any rate.
That's good, man. I don't know who my mentors would
be. Well, listen, I had, God, I love my parents, but they're, you know, I took care of them. So it was like, I didn't have, and again, the problem, I didn't have older brothers, but that were showing me the way, in a sense, and like saying, hey, this is how you grow up. This is how you meet people. This is how you learn that people are full of shit.
Uh-huh.
That never, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Now, the only way that you're going to learn that shit is by being out there doing shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's another one. The only way you're going to learn shit is by doing shit.
That's it.
The day of cliches on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Wow. I have to listen to the replay tonight and write
all these rules of life.
It's beautiful.
Boy, what people are fucking learning. It's
what
unbelievable.
What kind of strife with the rules of life?
What? Yeah. I think after the show, I'm going to go and unfriend a bunch of people on Facebook.
Do it.
Yeah. Life will be huggy if you listen to Dougie.
Nice. There you go. I like
there it
one.
Is. You don't learn to skate unless you wake up late.
What? Here's a Kevin Perry post in a sense. Just now, that if anyone chooses to perform at any of the South... Just know that if anyone chooses to perform at any of the South Florida improvs, it will not be booking them at Fort Lauderdale Comedy Club and the New York Comedy Club in Boca. We'll back me up on this.
What? What about comedy on Boca?
What? I don't know. He's getting, you know.
What?
All right, he had
that?
A good one earlier.
I don't get that.
All right, well, what happened
John Vargas actually, I think, takes the cake.
I don't get it.
He had the best post in the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of funny because I was talking to John when this all came about. John Vargas is a great dude. I love the guy.
Awesome
man.
Dude.
And he's, you know, he, super I guess he's, funny. He seems to be siding with me in a sense.
Yeah.
You know. Listen, again.
Because he's been in the biz for 10 years.
He understands it.
And more.
Everybody, all the other people are making, you know.
How old is he? Like 30? He's been doing it from 18.
Yeah.
He's seen it all, man.
Yeah. And that's the difference. You can have 100 people getting, what the fuck's the matter with you then? But people that are more established in the industry will say, hey.
But that's the thing. It's like in a couple of years, I can go to any open mic comic and be like, do you know who Richie Lala is? And they'll be like, no, I don't know who you're talking about.
Right.
You know, but that's just how it's totally evolving. And you'll be like, oh, there was a New York Comedy Club. It was an awesome venue. It was right off Glades. Oh, I never heard of that place. You know, National Lampoon's is like that. You talk about like war
stories. Yeah, they
never
heard there. Jesus. Yeah. National Lampoon's?
Yeah, of course.
Everybody thought that was like the next coming. But it's interesting. Again, we all talked about this growing up. When these would come out, like the Improv would say, you don't work there. And, you know, as a comic, you're like, what? Who could tell me where to work? And you're like, but on the bigger, again, on the bigger picture, there's a reason for it.
Right, yeah.
And it's to instill the Improv has been there a long time. Right, and a newcomer comes around. Now people want to go. Oh, I'm gonna try this. And now basically that person's going, look, you know, we, if you're working. And the funny thing when that first came out, there were people that are just doing open mics. Like, this is bullshit. And I remember back then we're like, dude, it has nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm. If you're an open mic comic, you're not getting paid work. Don't worry about what the Improv is saying. You know, that was a big lesson. A lot of comics back then were like, oh, you know what? This is bullshit. It's all about, and fuck, dude, it has nothing to do with you. If the Improv is telling you don't work it, that's meaning feature work, a headliner. They don't give a fuck about guest spots and things like that, you know, right. Stuff like that. So people went out and they challenged it. And again, it's like, I want to work where I want to fucking work. But at the same time, there's a level of there's something there.
I mean, like I said earlier, man, it has to be hierarchy. As much as I don't like to believe that, there is a certain satisfaction of going, okay, I've been doing the open mic, and now I got called to host the open mic. You know, like your hard work and your achievements are being seen, and then you get rewarded for that when people are just willy-nilly throwing around feature and headline spots and, you know, and just putting all these really bad shows together without any really good talents, basically open mic talent, you know, like I shouldn't be in that. Like, I'm not a headliner or anything like that, but I don't put 30 comics and call it a show. I would do an open mic.
Yeah. Well, we're going to put this to bed. That's all we have time for on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. But I want to thank again Peter Leonard for joining
us today. I
had a great
time today, man.
Of course, Mike Cintron for sitting in for a second day here.
Oh, my God. See, I come through, Dougie.
It's only because he left his phone here yesterday. He had to come back to get it.
And he has chocolate.
Exactly. Right. And again, to all our friends out in the South Florida comedy scene, you know, God bless it. And bring it to the table, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, add to the fucking equation.
Be funny.
Yeah, and be funny. That's all we ask.
Funny wins.
To my friend Jay Risk, good luck with your room.
Fuck you.
And
fuck you.
Oh, did I say it? Oh, I didn't mean to say it. Is the mic still on?
Listen, I'm just trying to be nice. Good luck there, dude. Do what you want to do. And if you guys want to work Jay's room, please go work it. And like I said, if you're funny, I'm going to hire you. But if you're a schmuck and an asshole, well, then you know what you are. But thanks again for listening. Don't forget tomorrow, Lenny Travis joins us here in the studio. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Wake Up Dougie. Follow me at Dougie Dangerous. You can follow Mike at Mike Cintron.
Don't follow me anywhere.
Yeah, don't follow Peter. And we'll see you guys tomorrow right here at the same spot. Later.